Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, as many shows await the Tony Awards, some hanging on by a thread, none has been as up and down and still around as Girl from the North Country. Now, that one is written and directed by Connor McPherson, featuring 20 songs of Bob Dylan. And this one is set in Duluth, Minnesota in 1934, when a group of wanderers' lives intersected a house full of music. I liked it at the Public Theater where it began. I liked it on Broadway, though I never thought it would appeal to tourists looking for a rousing Tina Turner, Hugh Jackman type of experience. Anyway, it did open and pause and return. Then I think it paused again. Then it came back up with a final deadline until it received some substantial Tony nominations. So the latest is, well, maybe a few more weeks added to that final deadline. That could change again. The other musicals, Hoping for Good News to Hang On or Paradise Square, and For Colored Girls Who Consider Suicide When the Rainbow is Enough. If they make it through June, I will be very surprised. Now, speaking of those Tonys, the show will honor Angela Lansbury for her lifetime achievement. Now, frankly, I can't believe this is only happening now, but it's certainly well-deserved. Lansbury is 96 and has already won 3 actual Tony Awards. I caught one Broadway show this past week, that Scottish play, otherwise known as Macbeth. This production, directed by Sam Gold, has received mostly tepid reviews, and, well, it's not for the Mark Rylance Shakespeare Theater Company purists. There is cooking on set here, too, by the way, as we are seated. A small group is, I don't know, making some stew on stage. There's no curtain to speak of, or set, really. Witches are women and men of multiple colors. By the way, is Banquo always a woman? No. Oh, well, when actors are not in the scenes, they sit on the sidelines and watch. You almost feel like we're in a rehearsal amid all the backstage equipment. The only color here is red, and yes, there will be blood. Costumes? Forget about it. The draw here is Daniel Craig as Macbeth, and I have to say, I think he is great. Now, he did not get a Tony nomination, but that's likely because of all those Lehman brothers who took 3 out of 5 of them. His Lady Macbeth, Ruth Negga, did receive one for Best Actress, and she is first rate, too. Her line, "You have displaced the mirth," brings down the house. The whole cast is excellent, including the opening act sort of narrator who reminds us that Shakespeare wrote this piece and 2 other classics during a 1606 pandemic. "I don't want to get judgy," he says, "but what did you do in your year?" Again, this one is not for everyone. I was pleased to see whole groups of students upstairs, likely an easy way to expose them to Shakespeare, as in Bond meets the Bard. My more memorable experience, I have to confess, was off-Broadway at 59 East 59 Theaters, which is continuing what it calls the VOLT, V-O-L-T, project. 3 plays by 1 playwright. Karen Hartman is her name. She's had a successful career, though she has not had work done in New York. It reminds you, you can be a successful playwright other places. Well, until now, I watched the one in its largest venue called The Lucky Star, and I was very impressed. The subject may not seem novel, a Jewish family trying to survive in Poland during the war, but this one is based on actual letters. Most of the script, in fact, is done in correspondence. 10 excellent actors playing 1 family of 3 generations. In some ways, it's similar to Prayer for the French Republic, Joshua Harmon's highly successful play I reviewed here several months back. The Lucky Star also starts in the now, as in 2010, but primarily deals with those pivotal years of 1939 to 1945. We get to know all the characters and hear powerful sentiments like, "It was never easy to be a Jew. The more I get to know people, the more I treasure dogs. Better to have been sick than rich." And one that hit a contemporary chord, being, "Every day feels like a year." Yep. Ultimately, this is about family and asking questions. A son here grew up not knowing much of his parents' lives and even who his actual mother was. There's lots here to think about. But The Lucky Star is a production worth seeing and a true story worth remembering. And my final show and its final performance was Skin of Our Teeth at Lincoln Center. As you may recall, every time I was set to see this, the publicist would let me know, whoops, illness has hit the cast, shows are canceled. So no point really in my reviewing a show that, as of yesterday, closed its run. But this was a difficult production, not my cup of tea, although it refers to climate change, refugees, and more. And did I mention the dinosaurs on stage? Very good puppets, by the way. This Thornton Wilder piece could not be more different than his Our Town. It has received several Tony nominations, this one too, so we shall see, but this one's not being extended. It's been an interesting and somewhat disappointing season for Lincoln Center, I would say. This show and previously Flying Over Sunset, well, neither could be called a success, and I'm only hoping that Tom Stoppard's latest comes to rescue the Vivian Beaumont Theater there. Anyway, you need some good news? Well, there is still streaming being offered, including one by former Tony-winning playwright Matthew Lopez. It's kind of a sitcom-style offering. It's called Zoe's Perfect Wedding. It's up through the week at Theater Works Hartford in Connecticut. But you can stream it online at twhartford.org. The running time is 1:30. It's a lot shorter than Lopez's The Inheritance, which was some 6 hours, if I recall, with a meal in between. More exciting is the fact that the rapturously reviewed Encores revival of Into the Woods is going to play on Broadway for a limited period this summer. A star-studded cast, including Brian D'Arcy James, Danae Benton, Sarah Burrell, Philippa Sue, and Joshua Henry, should do Sondheim proud in this production, so grab your tickets fast. Though you must remember that the Chicago revival story began as an Encores revival, then a move to Broadway, well, it's still there. And finally, out in your neck of the woods, there is a new one called Andy Warhol in Iran, just starting and up through June 25th. It's on the Saint Germain stage. Lots of Warhol stuff lately. A new documentary, a limited series, and of course one of his Marilyns just sold for almost $200 million. I assume these tickets will be slightly less expensive. All right, I'll see you next week when I will make my final Tony predictions.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.